But first, joining us now, as he does every morning after a Cowboy win or loss, it's the owner and general manager of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you doing after that tough loss?
Well, I'm doing fine. I want everybody to realize it's not the time to panic. We're still okay in our division, aren't we?
I guess so, yeah.
Well,
a game back? Or?
Yeah, you're technically in last place, though.
Okay, panic. Panic. We tried a new psychotherapy treatment on Tony this week to try to get his interceptions down.
Mm-hmm.
What we did was we strapped him to a chair and held his eyes open with clamps and showed him last week's five interceptions over and over again and intercut it with footage from a slaughterhouse.
Golly.
That'll leave a negative impression on the interception deal.
It kind of worked.
Well, we took a similar approach with Dez, too, but we showed him footage of the Ravens defense intercut with pictures of his mama.
All right, you got to stop that.
And that did work.
Stop it.
What's the matter, Jody? You getting upset?
Well, no, I'm not upset. I just think you should stop bringing up such a personal event for your receiver.
Tell you what, we got so many flags thrown against us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It just pisses me off. It makes me angry, not only as an owner, but as a GM. And I haven't seen that many penalties since my 2009 tax return. That was hell on me.
It is ridiculous to have 13 penalties in one football game.
It is, but it isn't. But we expect it, and we don't.
I have a tough time following you.
Did you guys see my acting performance on The League, that show?
We heard the audio from it. I didn't watch it.
You know, I got a lot of positive response on that, Jody.
It's George.
But I just want all Cowboy fans, I know they may have seen that or heard about it or read about it or didn't, but I want all Cowboy fans to be assured that in no way do my duties as general manager of this football team interfere with me making bad acting cameos or rapping pizza commercials.
I think it's the other way around that people are worried about.
I vow that to never happen.
Okay.
And I have to take some responsibility for this this loss in Baltimore.
Why is that?
Well, on my advice, we rebooted Jason right before kickoff to freshen up his RAM. And that was a big mistake because his clock reset to the beginning of the season, and he gave a fiery pregame speech about beating the Giants.
Oh, no.
That confused our team.
Well, they played pretty well, though.
Jason, you want to talk to Jason? He's right here. Just walked in my office.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, okay. That'd be
great.
That's
a bonus. Get to talk to the head coach, too.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see if I can get that. Jason, get over here. Hello.
Hey, Coach. Sorry about the loss yesterday.
Well, good morning. Got Jody on the phone getting it done.
It's George.
Obviously a disappointing loss. A disappointing loss.
Yeah.
I think everyone should realize that it, and the realization is that people should have that it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a process, and it's a process in all three phases. And by three phases, I'm talking about offense, mm-hmm. and of course, ice cream. Ice cream.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Are you malfunctioning?
Okay, over there, Jason.
I think that people are focusing too much on our clock management. By clock management, I mean management of the clock.
Right.
And that's important, especially when we look at the tape. When we look at the tape, I think we realize we did a lot of things well. Get them well.
Oh, no.
Well.
He's okay?
Jason.
Jerry's there to straighten him out. Coach, you still there?
I'm still here. Look, give them credit. The Baltimore Ravens are a good football team. They have good football players, make good football plays, mm-hmm. and they make those plays in all three areas. By all three areas, we're talking offense, defense, and arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Look, at the end of the day, we didn't execute. And the problem was we didn't execute in the middle of the day either. So that was a problem. Didn't execute at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. And in the middle of the day, we had that football game that we didn't execute there either.
I think whatever Jerry's doing in terms of programming him, I think it's messed him up even more.
Moving forward, we're gonna go ahead and stack things. We're going to stack things, we're going to stack practices, and we're going to stack wins. We're also going to stack blocks with little letters on the side and teach these players to read.
That would be a good idea.
You guys are having a tough time banging timeouts, it seems like, at the end of games.
And that's a problem. That's a problem. That's an area that we want to get better in. We want to be able to bang those timeouts. I'm not banging cheerleaders, but bang timeouts. Yeah, very important. It's important, and we want to do it well.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
New software available. Would you like to install it?
Sure.
Reboot necessary. Good morning to you.
Okay. There goes Jerry and Jason. Morning after a disappointing 31-29 loss to the Ravens.